Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Horse Horse Cow, who says, me, 26 female, with my boyfriend, 27 males, sister, 28 female, filled my yard with gnomes. I got rid of them after 2 months, and boyfriend is furious. I'm not sure what to do. My boyfriend's sister, Chrissy, pulled a prank on me 2 months ago. She left about 50 gnomes in my front yard. No warning, they were just there. I called people and asked them, but no one would tell me. I guess this is part of the prank. I fucking had no clue what was going on. Eventually, the kids in the neighborhood started picking them off, so I brought them inside my garage. Two of them were pretty cute, so I cleaned them up and put them in the house. I waited for someone to come clean, but no one did. After 3 weeks, I decided I was just going to donate them. A few friends asked if they could have some, and I let them. I started giving them to people who commented on one being interesting or cute. I told my boyfriend about my army and he laughed. I thought he might have done it, but he said he honestly didn't, so I believed him. Well, he went on a 4-week trip with his family to Europe. I got a few emails from him, but we were both busy. I went on a trip myself for work and for pleasure. So when he got back, he asked how the gnomes were treating me, and I let him know most of them had found new homes. He got really silent and asked how many I had left. I told him 10. He asked who took them and said we needed to get them back. I was confused. It had been 2 months and the gnomes were kind of a funny story, but I don't remember everyone who took one, let alone the kids who picked about 10 off the lawn. He then told me they belonged to Chrissy, who I thought had just stored them in my garage, which is why she didn't pick them up before the trip. Chrissy is his sister. Apparently, Chrissy has been pulling the gnome army prank for years, and I am the bitch who gave away her army. My boyfriend is furious with me and asked why I would do that. I told him he should have come clean and I would have just kept them in my garage for her to pick up later. He said it wasn't how the prank worked. He said he needs to rethink the relationship. He wants me to get them back, as they are dear to Chrissy. Chrissy doesn't know yet. I'm not sure what to do about this. Had a few people offer to return their gnomes, but the rest of the people said they gave them away to so-and-so and didn't know where they were now. This is such a surreal situation, and I have no fucking clue what to do about it. I don't see how I was wrong, but I feel bad, so what can I do? I don't understand their logic in this situation. You knew nothing about what the hell was going on, just a bunch of gnomes that had turned up on your front lawn. You know, to even leave them on your front lawn anyway, if they're that precious to Chrissy, is just insane, because anything could happen to them. If someone randomly left a whole bunch of gnomes in my front garden, I'd be like, first, what the fuck is going on? And secondly, you know, after a matter of time, I'd be like, yeah, they got to go. You got to store 50 gnomes somewhere. I mean, that's a lot of space by the sounds of it. But regardless, you're not responsible for this. And the fact that he's saying that he needs to rethink the relationship because of this. But the first commenter says they have no reason to try and hold you accountable for not following the unreasonable rules of a game you didn't know about. Give back the gnomes you have, but don't feel like you have to acquiesce and go out of your way to try and recover the gnomes that are lost. That's not your business. They left a bunch of stuff on somebody else's property, unannounced and unidentified, and you shouldn't be blamed for cleaning up your property. Opie says, I'm willing to give back the ones I have and have gotten 3 back from people. Drunker Clunker says, and quotes OP saying, I told him he should come clean and I would have just kept him in my garage for her to pick up later. He said it wasn't how the prank worked. and then said, oh, I get it. So how the prank works is you secretly leave someone these 50-yard gnomes, and then you wait 2 months until they start getting rid of them, because what else are they going to do with them? And then you come clean like, oh my god, no, those were mine and they're super special. And you act super offended and it gets all dramatic and everyone has a good laugh, right? Great prank. Sigourney laughs and says, what the actual fuck? God damn, girl. If this dude and his sister are too dense to realize that no one is going to hang on to 50 gnomes for 2+ months while they figure out who they belong to, I don't think there's any help for them. Show him this post's responses. He's being ridiculous. You cannot reasonably expect someone to keep 50 fucking garden gnomes. If they were that precious to her, she should have come clean about it after a week to ensure that she got them back. 2 months is absolutely preposterous. I would have donated the lot of them. Actually, I probably would have recycled them all. Don't feel bad. Your boyfriend isn't being fair at all. Edit. I bet he borrowed them from her and he set the whole thing up. Then he neglected to come clean, even if he swears he didn't do it. I don't believe him at this point based on his reaction. You gave away the gnomes that he borrowed from his sister, and now he realized she might be upset and is blaming you. What a dum-dum. Sorry. Another commenter said, here's my bet on what happened. Boyfriend decided to pull a gnome prank on you without telling Chrissy. Because he knew they were his, he probably felt almost like he was storing them himself. Your SO's place does start to feel like your own after a while. Too bad he never let you in on this part of the plan, and you did what most people would do with abandoned stuff. Toss or donate. Now he's facing the prospect of telling Chrissy he took the gnomes and lost them. And one more comment saying similar, saying, I highly doubt it was his sister's prank. If she cared about the gnomes that much, no way she would have left them on your lawn for 2 months. Also, he probably would have immediately told her that she was losing gnomes fast instead of continuing to keep quiet. His reaction makes me think he borrowed the gnomes from someone who didn't realize they weren't going to get them back. He done fucked up, and instead of owning up to it, he's trying to make you feel like shit. Seriously, that's not how the prank works. Rethink the relationship. Is he always this sensitive? You can ask him what's really going on. Is this really about the gnomes? You seem disproportionately upset over a prank gone wrong. And/or, if you want to keep the peace, you could try apologizing to the sister, even though it's not really your fault. So, OP comes back in with an update and says, I decided to bite the bullet and talk to Chrissy. I brought the gnomes I had to her house and knocked on the door. Chrissy's mum answered and asked me in. I was tired of the immaturity and mind games. My boyfriend has been sending me threatening, get me more gnomes, bitch, type texts. I could see a lot of red flags or red hats, if you are so inclined. I wanted Chrissy to have her gnomes back and just get it over with. When I handed Mrs. Mum the open box, she asked where I got these. She seemed really upset I even had them. I told her the story, pretty much what I said in the last post, but with some more detail. Her reply was, Joe has been telling a totally different story. She seemed really hurt about the whole thing, and while I wanted to make a quick getaway, I was fucking curious. Blah, blah, blah. Mrs. Mum told me a little bit of background. I'm not going to repeat everything she said, because some of it's sad and pathetic and a little too dark for a post about a gnome invasion. The gnome army belonged to Chrissy's late boyfriend, Steve. Steve and Chrissy used to put them in people's yards and then demand another member for their army. So the gnomes came from people Steve and Chrissy knew over a period of about 5 years. Steve passed away. Chrissy stopped the gnome pranks and put them into storage. She has not pulled the prank in almost 2 years now, but freaks out if someone mentions getting rid of the gnomes or even moving the box. I felt like an arsehole, but Mrs. Mum thanked me for bringing some of them back. She did say the annoying line, you should have kept them even if you didn't know who they belonged to. She did say she was going to replace the gnomes in the boxes with other ones and hope Chrissy didn't notice. Not sure this is a smart idea. She said she wanted to believe me, but that this is likely the last time she'd want me in her house. Gee, thanks. I said that was fine. I had no intentions of staying in a family who pulled weird pranks then blamed the victims. One bridge burned. I mean, I understand she is likely upset because Chrissy apparently doesn't handle any mention of Steve well. She is likely going to be upset and never speak to the person at fault again, which is likely me. How I got them out of storage unit 3 hours away. The mystery will likely haunt their family for years. As for my now ex-boyfriend, I went to his house and asked him why he pulled the prank. His answer was stupid and telling. I don't know. He wouldn't answer me and he wouldn't tell me what was going on. He said he just wanted to do something cute and it got out of hand. And he thought I would keep them. Something about having his own little secret made him happy. I got my things from his room and left. I told him that our mutual friend Jake would bring his stuff by at a later time. Jake agreed to this and said Joe's story was BS. I guess Joe told people I got the gnomes out of the storage unit and put them in the yard to get attention. That totally makes sense. I guess it was spiteful to do, but I did send Chrissy a message on Facebook. The message said, "Chrissy, I don't think we'll be friends after this. I know you want to believe your brother, but I did not take your gnomes. I did not know why they were in my yard or even that you had them. Please understand I would never aim to hurt, steal, or take from you. Your brother admitted to putting them in my yard, though I have no idea why he did it." Opie continues, "I got an okay back, then she blocked me. I blocked Joe and his family, and I'm not sure what to do now. But it has been a really interesting few weeks for sure." And a couple of final comments from OP. Someone said, you know, she's got a great story to tell people, which, you know, it is. OP says, "Yeah, it's pretty weird. Has to be the strangest end to a relationship I ever had. And I have some doozy ex-boyfriends." Have a doozy. Someone suggests to OP, it's got to be a troll post. Look, imagining sort of like a bunch of adults having a feud over gnomes. OP says, "I didn't feud. Why the fuck would I want an argument about gnomes? I returned what I had. I got rid of the ones that were in the yard. And the issue was the fact my boyfriend lied and made it into a huge deal." And Opie says one more thing, saying, "Even I can't take this seriously. This is a shitty thing to do to anyone. But the fact that Chrissy had some sort of secret gnome army belonging to a dead boyfriend seems so creepy. And my ex is just, yeah, it was an asshole thing to do, gnome or no gnome."
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I personally didn't find that the gnome thing creepy. You know, she's obviously going through a lot of stuff, losing her partner. And I'm not excusing any of the behavior from that side of the family, by the way. It's just going down that path, you know. And although most of the time on this channel, you know, the pranks always go wrong, another example right here, I kind of like the idea of what they used to do as a couple, like putting the gnomes in people's yard and then like, "You must add to the army." I thought it was quite a funny idea. But back on the weird object, something that has a memory for most of my family was an old plate, like a dinner plate, and it was like an old British World War One helmet. It was white and it was chipped with little black bits, and it was just like, it's like the worst looking plate you've ever seen in your life, but it's something that brings back memories for all of us when we see it. You know, it's absolutely worthless in monetary value, but to us that memory is just wonderful. But how about you guys? Is there any sort of like items that you keep from past family members that bring you some joy to keep around? OP's totally right from getting themselves away from that family at this moment in time. Boyfriends are moron. Mum's not helping the situation by trying to lie to Chrissy about this whole situation. And again, not excusing Chrissy's behavior and blocking you or anything like that, because again, it's not OP's fault, but she's clearly dealing with a lot of shit as well. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story does have an update as well. It's from Revengeance666 from the Am I the Arsehole and the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit, and says, "Am I the arsehole for not kicking my friends out of my house when my nephews came over? I, 26 female, had this happen yesterday. And so far, my family keeps saying I'm in the wrong. So I was spending my first Saturday off in weeks planning an outing with my friends, but at the last minute, my sister asked if I could babysit my twin 9-year-old nephews, since her mother-in-law was having a medical emergency and they had to go to the hospital. I agreed because I know her mother-in-law has heart issues. She's already had a pacemaker put in. So I cancelled my plans and my brother-in-law brought the kids over. Since some of my friends were already over, they helped me watch my nephews and we did some family-friendly activities, like watch Scooby-Doo, order pizza, and play around with my child-safe face paints along with some Mario games. Sounds like a good time. It wasn't the weekend I planned, but it was fun and my nephews and friends enjoyed themselves too. Thankfully, my friends have met the twins before at events I've invited them to, so I didn't think it was an issue that I didn't chase them out of my home the moment the boys were dropped off. When my brother-in-law and sister came later that night to pick up the kids, they were surprised to see my friends there, and my brother-in-law asked if they just came back. I explained they didn't, and that we just made a day of taking care of the kids. They both gave me looks and took the kids home. Me and my friends pulled out the wine and some ice cream and decided to watch horror movies. Midway through, I got a text from my sister demanding to know why I let strangers around her children without letting her know. I told her she dropped the kids on me last minute and she knows the four would come over today and the two of them live at least an hour away from us, so sending them back would have been rude. My brother-in-law also messaged me saying he felt uncomfortable that I allowed strange women to touch his children. I literally know my friends, husbands and wives. I don't get why they're making a big deal about it, but today I woke up to more messages of how I endangered the kids by having them around strangers and worse, alcohol in the house. We got drunk and posted pictures around midnight, I guess. I don't remember much beyond the Insta post. Most of our relatives are saying I prioritize my friends over my nephew's safety, and I'm confused as fuck. The only one on my side, and weirdly, is my sister's mother-in-law, who turns out never was at the hospital. So I don't even know where my sister and brother-in-law were all day yesterday. I don't know. The twins were dropped off on me at the last second. My friends are known by the family. We never drank or did anything adult until after the kids went home. Did I seriously fuck up here? I'm so confused. And By the Brook quotes the section about the mother-in-law not being in the hospital at all. And the commenter says, "Your sister's mother-in-law is on your side because she knows your sister lied to you about a medical emergency. I wouldn't be surprised if your brother-in-law is running an offense to distract from their lies. Now your family are focused on what you did when babysitting, not your sister's lies and leaving her kids with you in the first place. Simple solution, they shouldn't ask you to babysit your nephews again, since you did such a poor job in their opinion. Not the arsehole." Pink Spotted Butterfly says, "Not the arsehole, you did them a favor, and you didn't have the kids in a dangerous situation. You sacrificed your night, and your friends were kind enough to help it make it fun for the boys. Next time, tell them one of them will have to stay and watch their own kids, or let them pay a professional to do it." Neo says, "Not the arsehole, and I'd forward screenshots of those messages to said friends and tell them that apparently they are dangerous to children so they could all have a laugh over it. I'd fully understand if it was friends your family didn't know, but as you said, they do know them. And frankly, if I'm trusting kids to my sibling, I'm also trusting that said sibling can be trusted to vouch for other people that might be around the house. If I didn't trust a sibling's judgment like that, I wouldn't have had them watch the kids in the first place. And the alcohol thing is just the cherry on top of the icing on the cake. Do they really think you were exposing the kids to alcohol? You specifically kept it packed away until after they left. It's like uppity drama mums being butthurt because they saw a teacher having a drink at a restaurant on a Friday night. Buddy, your fam needs a reality check. Badly." So OP came in with an update and says, "So people wanted an update on what happened after I spoke to my sister's mother-in-law and basically had to force the truth out of my sister and brother-in-law by threatening to call our parents and, well, the reason they wanted me to babysit was extremely stupid. So let me give you guys a little info on my sister and brother-in-law. Before they had twins, they were into the swingers scene. After they were born, they stopped. Or that's what they told everyone. Turns out the twins were old enough to be left alone. They would have mother-in-law babysit while they went off to clubs. She figured it out and refused to babysit anymore, so they moved on to our parents, who also apparently said the same thing. They also threatened to stop helping them pay the mortgage on the house if they didn't start being better parents. So that left me. Apparently they've used me to watch the twins to go out with couples before, but this time was a last minute date they had, so they lied about mother-in-law's health. The thing that started all this was due to one of our aunts seeing them that day with the other couple, and they were afraid of this getting back to me or to our parents, who already told them they'd stop helping them with their mortgage if they kept up their swingers lifestyle while the twins were still little. So when they saw me posting pictures later that night, they decided to lie and say that I invited people over after I agreed to watch the twins for the week so they could have a Valentine's child-free week, and spread this through the grapevine. They hoped that people would be too busy being furious at me for being an irresponsible aunt, enough that our aunt would be too busy with the family drama to remember what she saw that day. So yep, this was the BS they pulled on me. Mother-in-law was with me when I told my parents, who were livid that my sister lied to them. Parents are telling the rest of our relatives through family chat what happened. They're going to talk to my sister and brother-in-law later, so I have no idea how that's going to go. But yep, apparently they made up this whole lie just to cover up the fact that they went out with another couple and dumped the twins on me for it. So yeah, not the craziest update I've seen here, sorry about that, but thought I'd let you guys know. Edit, I don't care that they're swingers. I'm just annoyed that they lied to me to get me to watch my nephews. And someone asked a question saying, are the twins your brother-in-law? So he says the kids are his. Even without the DNA test, they look like him when he was their age. Opie saying at the end there that not the craziest update. It took me by surprise, I gotta say. When it said the swinger lifestyle that everyone seems to know about. He's like, what the fuck? Anyway. What do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. How would you deal with that one? Ooh, dearie me. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.